Welcome, spiritual seekers, and today's topic is how to move into higher dimensions and how you will know. In the metaphysical community, this is common. We're always talking about dimensions. We're always talking about higher levels of consciousness, how to break from one dimension into another. And how do we know? How do we feel when we do this? So dimensions are levels of consciousness. And the higher one can vibrate, which means we raise our consciousness, the higher dimensions we will be able to attain. So we as humans live within the first to third dimensions. But there are so many more that we can tap into. Try and think of consciousness as a membrane. It's a thin layer or even a veil. And with shutting down your mind and your ego, you'll be able to see and feel and hear other dimensions, which are other states of reality. How many people want to reach a loved one? How many people are interested in ETs? How many are interested in the fairy realm? There's a lot. There is so much more than what our human brain can see, think, feel. So, how can we move into higher dimensions? Well, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, the easiest way to break through to a higher dimension is through the practice of meditation, because it allows one to quiet the mind and therefore quiets the body to receive healings, answers from the other side, as well as experience different realities. You may also take up the practice of yoga and try eating plant-based foods. Give yourself a break if you happen to eat a lot of animal products. Cheese can be very binding. Meats can be very clogging. And this plays a factor into how your mind works. You know, why do we send kids off to school with pancakes and syrup and bacon? No. Go for plant-based food because that's what feeds your brain. So just try it. Just try it. Anything that will help you to feel lighter within your body and mind. I know that when I have a smoothie versus a sandwich, I feel different. It might have the same calories, but I feel different. And so I personally love eating plant-based foods. You know, both Jesus and Buddha practiced the art of meditation, and that allowed them to connect to levels beyond our earth plane. I find it interesting that they both chose to go out on their own in nature. They ate very simply, and they allowed their mind to close in order to receive enlightenment and whatever answers that they were seeking. And I'm also told by my spirit guides that Jesus is a time traveler as well. So not his first rodeo, to be sure. And you know, one does not reach a state of enlightenment overnight. It takes years, if not lifetimes, to reach a state of total surrender. Did anyone ever watch the show Kung Fu? I think it was in the 1970s. I think I was in fourth, fifth grade when I watched it. So I remember one scene where the main monk was put in a hole in the ground with somebody else. At night, it would get down to freezing. And during the day, it would reach high level temperatures. So he sat cross-legged, closed his eyes, meditated, and he never moved. and the guards were astounded that he wasn't dead the next day. I can't remember what happened to the guy he was with, but I believe he did try to practice staying very quiet and not allowing the circumstances to dictate how he would feel. So meditation is called a practice for a reason. It takes time to develop the art. You know, when you first start out, you're going to fidget. You will. You're going to fidget. You're going to hear all sorts of sounds. You're going to think about your grocery list and so on. But after a while, you will be able to go to such a state of relaxation that an hour will go by and you will be amazed. I know this was the case for me when I first started to meditate back in my 30s. I did put on some music, but I would go into my office and everything was dark and I think I lit a candle. I was amazed how fast time flew and where I went and what I saw. So what can you expect? What can you expect when you really get into practicing meditation and you're able to move into different dimensions? When you are moving into a higher frequency, you're going to feel light. You're going to feel light, a lightness of being. You're going to feel loved, filled. And you're going to have a sense of a shift within your reality. I know this has happened to me quite a few times where I'll even open my eyes during meditation and whatever object is 5 feet in front of me is now 20 feet in front of me. And it just gives this back and forth sense of, whoa, I'm kind of dipping into different realities. Your daily life will bring much joy, wonder, lightness. Things are going to feel more spacious. You're not going to feel closed in and tight. Some other things you can expect. Negative emotions will move quickly out of your life. And you just let go of heavy baggage with ease. You know, a lot of the crap that we entrench ourselves in today, they're not going to matter. Not going to matter. Physically, you're going to see the world as more beautiful. You're going to notice things as if for the first time. Colors are going to seem brighter. You're going to have a strong sense of being happy. Have you ever been in such extreme pain that when you are healed, you walk different? Your face gets more relaxed. You see and hear much differently. I know this is the case for me. I have had issues sometimes with my lower back where it has almost paralyzed me. I had my dad come and take my dog. He had to take the dog to overnight because I couldn't even take care of my dog. I couldn't get off the floor. Couldn't get off the sofa. My brother had to bring over a walker for me. I still have it. And my whole body just tensed up. But when I started to relax and the pain lessened, there's just this release. So physically, when we start to move into these different dimensions, physically, you're just going to feel different. You're going to feel different. Time will feel fluid. It's going to feel eternal. It's going to move like water. Here's a nice one. There's not going to be any judgments. Oh, can you imagine living in a reality where there are no judgments? There will be no end to life. You will know that it is a continuous cycle of life, of death, and rebirth, a constant recycle. You will start to notice that you have synchronicity of events, things that just happen at the same time. and miracles will start to occur around you. Things will just line up without you even having to try. And the universe will start to give us signs and talk to you, such as, let's talk about your third eye, which is your psychic center, sits at your forehead. This is going to be fully open, and your intuition is going to be so heightened. You're just going to know things. You will feel divinely guided. You will see portals in the sky, which are basically just openings to the other dimensions. Alien activity uses portals all the time to enter and leave by, all the time. You will sense many spirits being around you. If you don't already, it will increase. You're going to feel supported. You're going to feel safe. And you will trust in your connections with people. This is a way and a time to access your powers. Remember, time and space, they're illusions. So you will be able to manifest with your mind. You will be able to bilocate, time travel. You'll be able to stay at a high frequency level. And you will rest in stillness, that quiet place where everything's okay. Seems amazing, doesn't it? You know, and to some listening to this, it's going to seem far-fetched or even unattainable. I get it. But for those of you who really believe and set your intentions about what you want and what you need, you will be able to move into higher and other dimensions with ease. So happy meditations and happy travels. Until next time, all my love and light your way. Blessings.